I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for October 1st, 2025. Kentucky's fall wildfire season starts today. State officials are asking residents to follow guidelines when burning outdoors. Shepard Snyder has more.
During wildfire season, the practice is banned between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. within 150 feet of any woodland, brushland, or any field with dry grass. It's also recommended to not burn anything during dry, windy conditions. The Division of Forestry says nearly all wildfires it responds to are caused by human activity. Between 850 and 1,000 wildfires happen in Kentucky each year. Arson accounts for more than half of that number, and debris fires are the second leading cause. State officials say to contact the nearest Division of Forestry field office or a local fire department in case a fire breaks out. I'm Shepard Snyder.
Over the last 5 years, the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services has brought numerous fraud cases that are heavily reliant on suspicious shopping patterns with goals of revoking people's food benefits. Judges and legal experts say such evidence isn't enough to meet the Cabinet's burden of proof. Georgetown University law professor David Super says some states are more careful about bringing allegations.
And other states pursue many, many accusations and end up disqualifying a lot of people who can't get representation and don't know how to defend themselves.
Kentucky has disqualified so many people from SNAP benefits that the state has the second highest number of per capita administrative disqualifications in the nation, right behind Florida. The cabinet says they don't bring cases based exclusively on shopping patterns. Embattled London, Kentucky Mayor Randall Weddle was reinstated to office yesterday after a ruling by a circuit court judge. As Shepard Snyder reports, lawyers from both sides are still involved with the case.
Weddle was removed from his position earlier this month after being accused of several counts of misconduct or negligence by London City Council. Judge David Williams ruled the council's arguments weren't enough to remove Weddle from office. The London City Council has filed to appeal the decision. Christopher Wiest, a lawyer representing the council, says he thinks it'll be overturned.
The Court of Appeals has previously upheld removals for similar, failing to get counsel's approval on the financial transactions. And now in that case, it was a decision authored by now Kentucky Supreme Court Justice Michelle Keller.
Weddle's lawyer, Carmine G. Icarino, argued that none of the arguments city council presented were based on state law's standard for a politician's removal. I'm Shepard Snyder.
Some workers at the Blue Oval SK Electric Battery Vehicle Plant in Glendale, Kentucky, have filed a lawsuit alleging the company is violating federal and state labor laws. The complaint argues Blue Oval SK isn't paying workers for required activities performed outside their scheduled shift, such as putting on sanitary footwear and walking long distances to their workstations before paid time begins. The EV battery maker is also accused of altering employees' clock-in and clock-out times. The class action lawsuit was filed September 24th in federal court in Michigan, where Blue Oval SK's headquarters is located. The complaint alleges that the company is violating the Fair Labor Standards Act and the Kentucky Wages and Hours Act. Blue Oval SK declined to comment, citing the pending litigation. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.